I guess. So, Dee, next week after I talk American Ultra and Velocipaster with Ray, you and I can talk Three Body Problem.
Okay. I also watch Velocipaster.
Yeah. Had you never seen it before?
Mm-mm. I'll watch it this weekend.
How the fuck?
So, mics are hot. We're playing D&D.
Right, we are.
So,
we can cut this out, but we won't.
I guess I should have been more prepared to play D&D.
We were prepared. Okay. That's why we recorded last night.
Yes. I was trying not to puke my brains out last night.
That's fair.
Okay.
Well, hope you're feeling better today.
I mean, outside of my voice, yeah.
Luckily, you
only have to talk all night.
Do you need some help on a recap?
potentially.
Because we had to remind Dylan where we left off.
Yes.
Okay. That's my version of the
character. It always comes back to me like halfway through the explanation, but
some dice.
It didn't seem to.
It usually takes
a... No, I remember we set our imps in separate directions at the same angle up front.
Okay, so yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to D&D. I'm your DM. I forget where we left off last week. More so because I'm still trying to get over being a little ill than anything else. But yeah, give me a recap.
All right. We were in a forest.
Yes.
Big Dumpy had laid down in the path because we heard some people coming.
Right.
Imps had gotten an advance warning that we had some old folks approaching.
That's right.
I sent Imp out 60 feet or so to scout them.
Yeah.
Right.
We cast various spells as distractions, and I think currently the old folks are licking their chops, hungry to try to catch my illusionary wild turkey.
Well, they were licking their chops, and then I made skunk stank.
Yes. I have turkey, skunk, two boom. But not us inviting.
It was not with stinking cloud. It was just with prestidigitation. But it had the desired effect because I was also mage hand through the bushes.
Yes. Okay. So that reminds me of what nonsense I was in the middle of putting you through.
Yes.
And the one thing we were able to glean from studying them as they were approaching is that they looked kind of tired.
Yes,
they looked like they were rung through the ringer.
Yes, that's right. You could tell that these poor bastards had not slept. So, you guys... what was it? I was going to have you guys roll something right off the bat.
Initiative.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Because you guys were deciding you were going to kill him.
Yes. And God, I hope I roll high because I have my spell all planned out.
Okay. So this is fight.
Oh.
Okay. So... who's got 20 to 25?
I have 20.
22.
Not natural.
I'm sorry?
20, yep. Not natural.
Okay. So
Max at 22, me at 20.
Doug's at 20. Max, you're at 22. Grillmaster?
6.
Okay.
Bring it up the rear.
In light of that, let me roll some initiative here.
Yeah, you got two people to govern here, plus two old people.
Yes. Okay, so we will say Stumpy in the road. Okay. That's a good one.
What's he got?
He's got an 18.
Okay.
Emo girl. Okay. Grill, you had a 6, right?
Yep.
Okay. Emo is at 5. Old person number one. Yep, that's a 19. Oldie. One. And oldie number two is gonna. That's a 9. Okay. Hey, look at that. No initiative worries, no needing to figure out decks. Okay. So, Max.
Yeah. That's me.
You got some old people.
Yeah. All right, there's two old people there. I assume they look confused in some capacity, mostly because they're old.
Well, they are confused because they're old. They're confused because there is the wild turkey in the middle of the road that was right there next to Stumpy, who is playing dead-ish. And then there's the rustling sound in the grass plus stink. So yes, there's a lot going on. They are sufficiently confused, and they are very tired.
Okay. I'm not going to do anything, actually.
Not going to do anything? Do you
want to
hold your action?
I'm good for now. I want to see what they do.
So you're not holding an action or anything. You're just full pass. Okay. Okay, that brings us to Doug.
Doug is going to do something.
Of course Doug is.
And some people are going to understand exactly what it is. I'm going to stretch forth my hand from my hiding space behind the tree, and the turkey is going to disappear. And in its place are large glowing letters that say, VFX Fireball here. That's my turn.
Okay. That'll be for oldie number one. This will be for oldie number two. What is your spell save DC?
Is this whether or not they see the fireball or the words? 14.
Okay. So with disadvantage, that's a 10. And with disadvantage, that is a...
Wow. That's right. We kind of established they might have a bit of exhaustion.
Yes, that's a 4. It's not whether or not they see the fireball or not. It's what they think of seeing this text. Okay. They are 100% not able to discern that this is some sort of an illusion. They
think the turkey is a spellcaster.
No, they think that the demons are here.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter how old.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
All right.
No, it doesn't matter how old they are, because they're probably going to die with rolls like this. So they go immediately back to back, and they are circling around. Ray, make me a perception check.
Ooh, I'm good at perception.
Yeah?
That's an 8.
Okay. Two old people back to back, kind of spinning in a slow circle. They look sufficiently spooked.
Right. I don't know if it's a bonus action, but I can send my voice through my imp,
uh-huh.
who should be per where I sent it behind them?
Yes.
Because I sent it 60 feet away and they moved up.
Yes.
So, voice of the Chainmaster, you can communicate telepathically with familiar. Additionally, while pursuing through the familiar senses, you can also speak through the familiar with using your own voice.
Okay.
I'm going to have it fly up invisible behind them and just from my voice say, "Fireball!"
Maybe an intimidation check.
Oh. Wow. I have 4 and that's right. I'm charisma based. 21. Dirty.
Okay. Okay. So that's a natural 20 and a 10. So he fails. And that's a 11 and a 3. So he fails.
They're doubly spooked.
They are so terrified right now.
Right now, I'm trying to make sure they shit their pants and die of dehydration.
So it is it's nice because it's now Oldie number one's turn.
Yeah.
Oldie number one pulls a bow, small bow. And just immediately pops off 2 arrows down the path towards Stumpy. He's not aiming at Stumpy, but he heard fireball! So he's just firing in a random direction.
Okay. That's the direction my imp is, so I guess he has disadvantage to hit it.
Correct. So arrow number one is a 11.
Its armor class is 13.
Okay. So arrow number one misses. Arrow number two. Jesus fucking Christ, disadvantage sucks.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. They would. Yep. Okay. Yep. 2 arrows. Pew pew. Zing by your imp. He then drops down to one knee and draws a half crescent circle in the ground in front of him. And okay. utters a few arcane words. And that's his turn.
Okay.
It's now Stumpy's turn.
Okay. How close are they to Stumpy?
Probably 15, 20 feet.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do this. I would like Dylan to roll a D10. And Jeff, I'd like you to roll a D10.
Okay.
What'd you get?
8.
Okay.
5.
58. Okay. This character is supposed to be his character description has him as chaotic neutral. 9. He rolled a 9 on his percentile. Okay. We'll call that a fail. He giggles.
As you do.
I mean, everything that has transpired so far is absolute absurdity. He realizes the jig is up and he spends half his movement standing up. This now confuses our old people even more because he was doing a great job of playing dead.
Missed his attack or missed standing up?
No, he missed staying quiet.
Oh, okay.
So
he farted or something?
No, he giggled. He giggled. Half his movement. Yeah, so I guess Stumpy's going to use the other half of his movement to get to oldie number one. And he's going to take a swingy swing with the great axe.
No. Dylan, no? You're a monster.
Oh.
Why?
He liked something in his chat.
Oh, I didn't get it. Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, yes, that's amazing. I love that.
And it should be ready by next week.
Sweet. In
production. Can't take that long.
Right. So, whew, man.
Cold-blooded.
Swing number one with the axe. He is not raging. He's not doing anything, but he does hit. Because, you know, it's really hard to miss with a great axe when you're a barbarian.
So he did hit or didn't hit?
He did hit. That's a D12, okay. Right? Yeah.
Great axes. Yeah, D12. It's
Wow.
Not the best choice.
Yes, it's not, especially when you roll absolute minimum damage.
Two-handed mace or a two-handed sword both do 2d6. I don't know why an axe is 1d12.
Minimum damage. Cool. So old fart number one takes 5. Absolutely amazing. Okay. And Stumpy is going to use the rest of his turn just laughing at them in their face, screaming about how fucking stupid they are. That brings us to oldie number two. Oldie number two is going to spin around. And he's going to hold up his hands and cast a spell at the guy who just hit his buddy with an axe.
Cast a spell.
Cast a spell. I just need my... What the fuck? There it is. I've got 6 books laid out. The one book I need, I did not have laid out. My apologies.
Hey, that's how it works, man.
Can we stop calling the girl emo girl and start referring to her as Stumpy's lady?
I mean, if that's what you would like to do, we can
I just want to see how long it makes sense her and say how long until she snaps if we call her that.
Okay. Wisdom saving throw. Stumpy. Oh, of course. Okay. 4 minus 1. Okay.
He is wise.
He's clever. I mean, I'll give him that.
Stumpy is paralyzed.
Ooh. Petrification? Petrified or?
Hold person.
Hold person. Yeah, just.
Hold person.
Better hold hand. Person sucks because we can't wake them up by shaking them.
Correct.
True, but better him than us.
True.
Yes.
But that just means he gets to stand there and take a bunch of damage. Luckily, he's a barbarian.
He's a barbarian.
Drillmaster, kill these old fuckers.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's almost like it works out for why I didn't do anything.
Okay. Time for the old cursed long sword.
Oh, God. I forgot about this thing.
Uh-huh.
What's the nearest old?
To you, it's going to be oldie number two. Which works out, because... He is currently concentrating on a spell.
Well, does an 18 hit him?
Yes. Yes, an 18 hits his clothy ass very well.
Okay.
It's a weirdly specific called shot.
Yes, I know.
7 damage.
7 damage. Concentration check. 13.
Wouldn't that be at disadvantage?
Shit, it would. Okay. 18. So 13.
And that DC would be 10, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's 10 or half.
One emo girl, kill these fuckers. Or Stumpy's
all lady. I got. I mean, yeah, I don't have a lot of bonus actions.
Ten or the damage, whatever is lower, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's half the damage.
Half the
damage. 10 or half the damage, whichever is greater.
Oh, whatever's greater. Okay.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd always roll 10.
Right.
So if you do 26 damage, the DC is 13. Not 10.
Well, I did 7, so it's a moot point.
Yeah. That's why you hit people with concentration with stuff like Fireball. Plus, it hits other people. Or VFX Fireball, which just does sadness damage.
Am I back now?
Yeah, there he is. You were gone.
Okay. Yeah, I went to say something and all of my internet just dropped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you're back.
You're like mumbling, but okay.
So, well, maybe it didn't drop all the way and you were able to hear me murmur. So, is that your whole turn there, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So that brings us.
Actions.
True. So that brings us to Stumpy's girl.
I wish I had Stumpy's girl.
I thought that. I was thinking that in my head too. So Stumpy's girl is, yeah, we are gonna raise.
There's something about Stumpy's mama.
Yes.
Sorry.
She seems to be a little irritated that the clothy guy has a hold of her man, as you guys were able to.
Yeah, she should be upset.
Yes.
It's not really a good deal for him.
No. So she's going to take a shot with her sickly attack. 7. Oh man, she misses.
What, she got like Ray of Enfeeblement or
something like that?
Chill touch,
something like that.
Wasn't she like a grave cleric or something about dead?
She likes the dead, yes.
Yeah, she's like necrotic cleric,
yes,
which is exactly what we need for healing,
yes. Yeah. That sucks. Okay.
So no joy from
Nope, she doesn't. But as a, I believe, let me just double check here. I believe that is a bonus action. Yes, yes. Yes. No. Nope, that's an action.
All the good ones are.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, maybe she could bane somebody. She can't, because that's an action.
Bane isn't a bonus action?
No.
Bless is a bonus action.
Yes. Does she have Bless?
I think it is. Maybe it's not.
Nope, Bless is an action.
Okay.
It's also a first level spell. Okay, well.
Well, so is Bane, so.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, I guess she's got nothing.
And no one's hit, no one's damaged, so even if she has heals, she shouldn't waste them.
Right. So she's just going to draw her dagger. And she's gonna just start marching out into the road.
Excuse me.
Because I forgot on your turns. At the end of the round, Grillmaster, I need you to make me a perception check. Max, it wouldn't have happened on your by the end of your turn. So.
18.
Cool. You notice when the two guys went back to back, there was like an odd spacing to how they went back to back.
Okay.
Like it was off center.
Invisible friend.
So nobody did, there was no surprise actions or anything on that turn, but you did notice. That would have happened before Max's turn. So Max, if you want to go ahead and make me a perception check. I forgot when they went back to back.
17.
Yep, you noticed too. They're just an odd way for them to kind of do the whole backs.
So they're either homophobic or they're leaving space for the Lord. Both of those can actually be happening at the same time.
I mean, would homophobic people not go butt to butt?
I don't know, maybe not.
I think they would specifically go butt to butt because you wouldn't go the other way.
Right. So yeah, it was odd, but it is your turn now.
Max's turn.
Yes, Max's turn.
Okay. I don't have anything that can make an invisible person visible.
Do you have create water?
No.
Do you have prestidigitation, right?
I have druidcraft.
Well, then you can use druidcraft to cast a breeze to kick up some dust that might not float through hand? An invisible person's body.
Well, I mean, I do have mage hand.
You do? You
just mage hand some dirt over top of them and just kind of throw it at them?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't know what it's going to do. We're going to kill everybody, but...
Are you?
So, yeah, I guess... bonus action, I'll just... Because I never use the fucking spell in combat.
A lot of fucks and shits, man.
I know. I never use mage hand in combat.
Okay.
So I have to look and see what it is. I can use an action.
Yeah, I don't think you can make an attack. You can manipulate stuff, and it can only carry 5 pounds.
Yeah, 5 pounds?
It can actually carry 10.
Oh.
Up to 10.
Like a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
Sure.
You can use your action to control the hand. You can use the hand to manipulate an object, open a door or container, stow or retrieve an item from a container, pour contents out of a vial. And I can move it up to 30 feet in a go.
Okay. Did you still have your mage hand up from doing the rustling in the...
I wouldn't have taken it down.
Okay.
Because it lasts a minute. So
yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, even if I've only got a couple of rounds with it, it would already be out. And
right. I mean, we'll say you've probably got at least 5 rounds.
And since I've already cast it, I should be able to manipulate.
Move it as a bonus action.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Not use it as a bonus action. I'm fine using my action to do it. But I should be able to do what I want with it without having to make noise. I shouldn't have to talk to it to get it where it needs to be.
No, not at all.
Because it's already cast.
Right.
I'm going to move it towards that trio of elders. And let's...
Well, we're just assuming it's a trio now.
Yeah, we are. Okay. I'm going to move it towards what I'm going to move it towards the space, and then I'm going to attempt to
you could drop leaves on it.
No, it's like as I'm going, as it's kind of going towards them, part of the move is going to be kind of dragging fingers enough, and I'm fine if it eats half my movement to do this, half sure. its movement to do this as well, to kind of scoop some detritus and particulates up from the ground.
Sure.
And then end up above them. They can see it as well.
Okay.
Because it's not invisible. And then we'll attempt to just sort of shake it out over top of that grouping.
Okay.
What do you want me to roll?
The only part that I would say I need you to roll on is the act of dumping stuff over top of the targets.
Okay.
You could do it two ways. It could be a spell attack or it could be a DC save to get out of the way of it coming.
Well, let's do this first. Did these dummies notice it?
Clue one, yes.
The highest was 6, so they didn't notice.
Their head's on a swivel, but it's always pointed the wrong direction.
Pretty much.
It's out in the open.
It's above their head.
No fucking stealth required. All right. Sure.
Yep.
So, okay.
The highest was a 6.
So then how do you want to do this? You want me to roll? You want me rolling to hit or them rolling to see if they avoid it?
You roll me a to hit, and we'll then use that as the basis of the target of their DC to jump out of the way.
Okay.
So would the invisible person have disadvantage to be hit if there is an invisible person?
So spell attack?
Yeah. Roll me a spell.
This is a wild encounter.
It's just not even wild yet, sir.
Well, we make everything wild.
Is there any possibility I could sub sleight of hand for a spell attack?
Sure, whatever.
Because I would like a bonus to the roll if possible.
Yeah. Listen, man, they have disadvantage.
Uh-huh.
You don't have any intelligence?
We've covered this. My spells are intelligence based. I have a 10.
Wouldn't you need a 13 to be the class?
No.
Wow.
There are ways around that. If you build your character right, you can go into and out of some classes, or you can go into and out of your primary class, regardless of what the prereq stat is.
Huh. Oh, okay. So you started as... Wow. Okay.
As a city wizard.
Yes. I'm a
no wonder this grand staff.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
9.
9. Okay.
I got a 9 here, total.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Attempt number 1. Oldie number 1 is able to get out of the way.
This, folks, is not why he's called Max.
Oldie number 2. Man, natural 20 and a 3. Yes.
With your 9, you hit him? That's all.
Oldie, awesome. Oldie number 1 was able to kind of get out of the way. Oldie number 2 100% gets stuff dumped on him.
Unknown. Number 3.
Unknown number 3 is still unknown.
Yeah, I did what I could.
But the stuff that you dumped on them, on Oldie number 2, you did pick up that there is some sort of aura as you dumped it on them. There's a faint magical aura kind of over top of them.
Okay.
These old people aren't real. They're really devils.
I don't know what to make of that. You've officially stumped me, sir.
Good. Good.
Yeah, and then that is that's the turn.
Okay. So there you go. You got all kinds of answers there. Some of them to questions you hadn't asked.
Yeah.
So that was Max's turn. That brings us to Doug.
Doug's going to center a shatter in that void spot between the two old fuckers.
Okay.
Constitution save DC 14.
DC 14. Okay, here we go. Oldie number one. Wow. Natural 20 and a 6. So that's a fail.
But these natural 20s are totally getting robbed.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna stop. I was using mixed dice. I'm gonna just roll two metals now. That was actually worse. Oldie number two, 7 and a 4. So
fail.
He does not have +10 to his con. Ooh, okay. I actually have to look at.
Oh, you have to look at some stuff.
I have to look at quantitative potential third stats. Okay, that is a fail.
So three fails.
Three fails.
And wow, that's really shitty. Well, I guess not that bad. A 7, a 3, and a 4. So 14.
That's okay.
14. So half or 10 for spell save on whoever's concentrating on spells.
Okay. So 14. That was actually a pretty vicious hit on them.
Well, it's a poor man's fireball right now because I don't have fireball.
Correct. Ooh. 42. Okay. Oldie number two, concentrating on old person. Stumpy's free.
Woohoo!
Damn.
Victory.
Okay.
and his turn is next.
It is.
No. And, old person one is next.
Yes, old person one. And hidden. Wow. Congratulations. Suddenly, there is a really tall, like abnormally tall for a dragonborn, tall, old dragonborn that you can now see.
Okay. Casterly looking.
Very casterly looking.
Okay, I don't like that. Well, that cost me a spell slot, but at least we get to see all of them now.
Yes.
Does he also look exhausted?
No.
Fuck.
No, he does not. But give all three of you, give me a perception check. I'll even let Stumpy and Stumpy's girl. Yep, Stumpy doesn't care. Stumpy's girl doesn't care either.
16.
11.
19.
Okay. Max. Hold. Doug and Grillmaster. This is hands down easily, without a doubt, the oldest dragonborn you have ever seen in your life.
So we're talking ancient dragonborn.
Yes.
I don't think they live longer than normal people, right?
This one probably has.
Okay. This one's a little more dragonborn.
Yes. Leaning into that family lineage a little more than expected.
And he looks casterly, so could be sorcerer. Be warlock, could be cleric, could be wizard. Could be fucking druid. Who knows?
He gets to join the fun now.
He just needs to be dead, is what he needs to be.
Well, you lucked out. He does go dead last.
Oh, even after emo girl?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that means he gets stacked in this round. So that's not necessarily good.
Or you could kill him before his turn. That's going to come down to how much of a give a fuck do you have about this guy.
Shit, I forgot. Dylan, you got to save against my shatter too if you went up in sword range.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of save?
Constitution 14.
Does a natural one beat it?
Yes.
Totally. Every time.
You got to take 14, bud. Sorry.
14 damage?
Yeah. I totally forgot you were there. Otherwise, I would have positioned it away.
Well, that is like half of my hit points almost.
That's painful to hear.
You've done more damage than Chad has.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I guess I could have seen him there. I could have positioned it on the outside.
And
you would have to roll percentile whether or not I hit the guy in the middle. Because that was my goal, to hit the person in that void.
Yeah, I mean, if your goal is to hit the guy in the middle, it'd be real hard to not hit.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot radius, right? Yeah. So it would get 5 foot beyond each person if I put it behind both guys. Yeah, so it's going to have to hit D. Sorry.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Team player!
And okay. Everyone there takes damage. Option two actually, Stumpy will have to make a roll as well with option one. That's a good point. Option two,
I position it and I roll percentile whether or not it hits a dragonborn. But we've already revealed the dragonborn, so
no,
I've given up that option.
You could still hit the dragonborn, but you're only going to hit one of the other guys.
As long as the one I don't hit is not the caster.
The one that's doing hold person?
Yeah, because I broke that hold person. So
with your shatter.
Yeah.
So
the one I missed is just the warrior one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. That's fine. We can do that.
That way Stumpy and D doesn't have to take damage.
Okay. Sure. So that
only hit two of them.
That means that this guy doesn't take damage. Cool. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Got an eraser.
Cool. Well, like I said, if this was real, I would have seen you there and positioned it.
Correct.
But
correct.
It's all remembering where everybody is.
It's theater of the mind. So that's fine.
But it's old guy's turn now, right?
It is old guy number one's turn. Who is old guy you didn't hit?
Figures.
It is also old guy who got hit by Stumpy, who then did the little arcane rune thing in the ground, which I need to do. Okay. It is his turn. Let's Stumpy is going to have to make a dexterity saving throw, and he's not raging yet.
Because he was held personed.
Yes.
Like a foo.
Okay, so he meets the DC, so he's able to get out of the way. So he's only going to take half damage. Woo! He takes half 7, so he takes 3.
What was happening?
The
arcane rune blew up on him.
Yes, the arcane rune explodes. There's bright flashes, lights. It's very warm. and Stumpy took some fire damage. Which is okay.
You say so.
He has a pile of hit points.
We need to start doing a pile of hit points.
I mean, you know. Okay, so old guy number one, his arcane rune went off at the top of the turn. Stumpy's in his face, so he's not going to use the bow. He's going to draw his short sword, and he's going to take a swingy swing. That's Stumpy. That's pretty good. That is a 16 to hit. Stumpy, yep, that's going to just hit Stumpy. So, big swing from a sword. Oh, my God. It is fucking feast or famine with my dice tonight. That's minimum damage. Stumpy got hit with minimum damage from a short sword.
And he's going to take half of it.
Why?
Oh, he's not raging. Shit.
Not raging yet.
Yeah, that was the point. Yeah, raging.
Not raging. So, that is his action. He hit. He is going to draw a different rune in the air in front of him as his bonus action. And you see it just, it kind of hangs there in the air for a second. Remind me, what books did you guys get from the house?
Shadow, Earth, and Fire.
Okay. It looks, the rune looks similar, but not one of those. Like, you would be able to tell it's a similar style.
See, we're in trouble, guys. These fuckers can read.
Yes, they can.
We don't know they can read. They were just holding books.
That's true. This may be my favorite homebrewed class I have ever found cruising various homebrew DMG kind of sites.
Rune caster?
It's the Rune Archer.
Rune Archer. Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
They're all kinds of baddie. They do bonus actions to do things with their runes. But the downside is it doesn't happen until their next turn. So it's fun so far.
Pair it with the ranger and get some lie in wait kind of actions going.
Yeah. So that was his turn. I guess it's Stumpy's turn now. Stumpy is super pissed off. He's been held person. He's been stabbed. He's not having a good way to go. So he is going to rage, and he is going to recklessly take 2 hacks. Or no, 1 hack. Right. He's level 4. Hello. I have to remember that because the character sheet that I've been basing this off was bigger. Okay, so that's a hit. That is a 14 plus 4. That's an 18. And that is not a D12, Chad. Ooh, that's good. That's 10 flashing or 10.
Doesn't he have a magic axe that rolls 2d6?
I wish. But maybe after this combat, he'll have something cool. Maybe, hopefully. So he raged. He swung. Oh, wait, no, that's more damage than that because he's raging. He did a decent amount of damage. Oldie number one, looking kind of hurt. That's the end of Stumpy's turn. Oldie number two, realizing things are not going his team's way,
decides to retire.
No, he's going to try and cast a spell, but I don't think none of you have like counter spell or anything, right?
We're not fifth level.
At fourth level, no.
D, you are in melee range, correct?
Sorry, yes.
With his long curse sword.
Yes, so you get an attack D, if you would like to take it.
Sure would. Not going to hit, but why not?
Yeah,
oh, good. Sweet shit. Yeah, that's a 2 on die, so.
What the shit, your way. Dude? Okay.
I'm burning through different sets. None of them work.
He's wow. He's a caster class using a melee weapon.
That doesn't stop ones, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everybody there in the middle... emanating out in a 15-foot radius, you can't see fuck all.
Darkness?
Yes.
And this was cast by your room, Archer?
No, this was cast by Oldie number two.
Okay.
Not the dragon. But the one who cast hold person.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was the rune archer, I'm sorry.
Nope. Oldie number one is the rune archer. So it is super dark in the middle. That does lead us to Growmaster's turn.
Which right. I think
you have Devil Sight or something, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he just made it fun for you.
You can see
in that just fine.
Yep.
I'm still in melee range. Well, he moved.
Yeah. No.
Somebody else moved. Okay.
Yeah.
Swing it again.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a dirty 20.
That's definitely a hit.
And ooh, 8 damage.
Weren't you using your sword?
Yeah.
That's both dice?
What? It's a 1d8, isn't it?
Yeah, 1d8 or 1d10 if you're using it two-handed.
Right. For a normal sword, yes. Not a.
You never said anything other than 1d10.
Oh, yes, I did.
1d8.
I believe you did.
Like, you have to make a constitution save if you're going to do the extra.
Oh, right. So are you, I'm sorry. So how much was that? I forgot.
It was an 8 to start.
Okay. So that's, yep, we've got that.
Save 13 to see if I add a D10 on.
Well, I mean, he is exhausted. Does a 6 save?
No, it does not. Okay. It only would have cut it in half on a save, I guess. It still would have been a damn. Jesus Christ. It is a 1. Congrats.
Okay.
Who knows shadow damage? Just this whole dice tower is gone.
I love it.
Um, But I did hit with the sword, so I checked that box off.
Yep.
And yeah, I'll take that as a turn. I'm good.
Okay. That was damage. So I guess concentration check. We're winning. It's no longer dark here.
Actually, that's a that might that be bad for us.
That wouldn't have mattered if there was disadvantage or not. Just so everybody knows.
All right.
Yeah. So cool. There was darkness, and then there wasn't.
It's a strobe light. We're in a disco.
Yes. Yes. Homestar Runner has entered the battlefield.
But cheat.
So that brings us to Stumpy's girl. Stumpy's girl has decided that since her cantrip has failed her the past couple of times, she's not going to use that. She's going to cast a first level spell. I can't do the alphabet, guys.
That's okay. It's not a field sobriety test.
Make a ranged spell attack against the target. Okay. Ranged spell attack against the target. That is a 24 on a hit. The target takes 2d8 poison damage. Okay. Okay. That's a d8. And that is not a d8. That's a d8. 2d8. That's 7 poison damage. And they have to make a con save. It is poisoned until the end of her next turn. What the fuck? How does poisoned interact with...
They have disadvantage on attacks and saving throws. So basically, she did 2d8 damage.
Right, because they already had disadvantage.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, you can't have you can't have super disadvantage.
No, you can't.
Okay. That's okay.
That's the next version of D&D.
Okay. Oldie number 3 is up now. And fuck. I don't. Okay. D.
Yeah.
Roll me a percentile, but before you do, choose high or low. You're choosing for yourself.
High, and then I am going to roll a 92.
Okay.
It's high.
Indeed it is. So, we're going to need... Stumpy, because he's kind of weird that you guys have done a really good job of keeping the rest of you kind of off the road. Three, four, five, D4. Stumpy, on the other hand, the old dragonborn pulls this gnarly looking wand out of his robes, points it straight at Stumpy, and 5 bolts fly out of this wand and smack Stumpy. That is 2, 4, 7, 11, 15 points of damage to Stumpy. But
damn, That's some rude shit.
Force damage. Yeah, he takes all of that. Okay.
Force damage, yeah, there's very few things that make it force damage.
Correct. Yeah. Old wizard pulls out a wand for you castery types. You recognize that was straight up some sort of magic missiles that flew off of that wand and smacked your buddy, and it smacked him hard.
Wand of missiles.
It may not have hit you, but you felt it in your soul. And that brings us back to the top of the round. To Max.
All right. Darkness is gone, right?
Darkness is gone.
Darkness is gone. Three baddies in various states of unpleasantness. Who is in melee with who?
Stumpy is in melee with oldie number one, the Rune Archer. Grillmaster is in melee with oldie number two, who is some flavor of spellcaster.
Probably a cleric. Well, I don't know. Clerics have old person, don't they? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Clerics have old person.
And he put some kind of divine shield around them at one point.
I mean, if you wanted to take a free perception check, you might be able to glean a little bit more about him. Maybe, possibly.
Okay. Am I able to, because I'm within 30.
Absolutely.
So I can get into melee with any of them.
Absolutely.
Can I get myself into a flanking position on either one or two?
You were opposite of the rustling leaves, so you could get in a flanking position with two.
And he is the one who just used the wand?
No, he is... The wand user is oldie number three.
Okay. That's a problem. A third caster is a problem.
You could get in melee with oldie number three if that's what you would like.
I could, but I want to have a...
It'll make layer. His spells cast at disadvantage, but apparently they all have disadvantage.
No. He doesn't.
That's right.
I'll charge up on that old fucker. What the hell?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I will charge up on that old motherfucker. Let's see. I don't have to activate any of my shit as a bonus. So, yeah. It's going to be a main hand, offhand. So, rapier, short sword.
Okay.
And it is 23 and 19.
Yep,
those are going to save you from that.
No, it's not. That's what I was just contemplating. Okay. You got him.
Okay. I'm going to activate Favored Foe.
Okay.
So that'll give me an extra D4 on the first attack. And he's going to need to make two DC 13 con saves.
Two DC 13 con saves?
Yes.
Con save number one.
One for each weapon.
Okay. Con save number one, does a 9 succeed?
Not on a 13, no.
Okay. But a 15 does.
Yes. Okay.
Well, he only has to be poisoned once.
All right. So then he is going to take 1d8 plus 1d6. I won't get my sneak attack damage. I can live with that. Plus a d4 for favored foe. Plus 2d4 for the
first. Oh, Max is blowing his wad.
Plus 2d4 for the first weapon. Fury of the Small is going to get kicked off as well. Let's deal with the half poison damage he's taken first.
Okay.
Two. That I already halved it for you.
Okay.
So let's see. The others he's going to take 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 20, 24 damage.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of damage.
Like I said, he's blowing his wad.
I really didn't blow much wad on that.
Old Dragonborn is bloody. Very, very bloody.
Delightful. Yeah, and then that's gonna be it for me.
Yeah. Okay.
If it matters, some of it was cold damage.
No.
Okay.
No, that doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah, what color is this dragonborn? Out of curiosity.
Black?
You said black? I thought you said green. I don't know why.
Nope, he's black.
But he's now got a tiny psychopath in his face, so.
Yes, he does.
So there is that.
Yes. You're right in his face.
He's black with a little bit of yellow.
You said that he was incredibly tall, so.
Well, right. But, like, you're right there up in his grill, right? Like.
I mean, face to balls, pretty much, but yeah.
Right. Okay. Make me a perception.
I think it's a Quokka.
Yes.
I think that's the term. 17.
Okay.
Notice, 16.
16? Okay. You notice under the cloth, he's wearing, it doesn't look so much like armor.
It's a cock ring.
No, he's wearing like bones.
Oh, okay. He's more of a shaman then.
Something, yeah.
Possibly. So what are we looking at health-wise on these fuckers? You said Dragonborn's bloody.
Yes.
The other two, are they... from their ears or anything?
They look hurt, but not quite bloody.
There's both of the other two are in melee with Stumpy and Growmaster, right?
Correct.
And now Max just rolled up on the Dragonborn, right?
Correct.
Now, okay. Is the is that Dragonborn? Does he look concerned? At what has transpired?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do have something I would like to finish with.
Okay.
I can hide too.
Okay.
No, that's just that I'm saying that to him.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to think of a good movie reference here. So in Predator, at the final fight,
yes,
there's that moment where The predator looks slightly manic towards the end.
Yes. Okay.
Old boy's got that kind of look in his eyes.
Okay. I dig it.
I hope so. So is that your turn?
Yeah, that is absolutely everything I can do.
Okay. Doug!
Yeah. Is any of these fuckers, from my perspective, have their back to me? Or... while they're all maneuvering and moving around in melee, I was off to the opposite side of Max.
Okay, so yes, Oldie number two.
He's going to get hit in the face with a tail of an invisible. An invisible imp is going to come up and whisper something in his ear to distract him so that I get advantage on my agonizing or Eldritch Blast.
Yep.
With agonizing blast. That's shitty. 9 plus 6, 15?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, thank God. 1d10 plus 4, 12. Force damage.
12 force damage. That is... So he went from being hurt but not bloody to being bloody.
Awesome. A bonus action...
Yeah.
I would like to flip him off and then duck behind a tree.
Oh, that's...
Because okay. I haven't left the tree I was been hiding from, or hiding behind the whole time.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Hiding in the bushes like this has been great because it's essentially giving you guys bonus armor from cover.
Yeah, I'm all about. Granted, remember I'm carrying a shield. I'm right. a scaredy cat because I'm wearing a breastplate and shields.
Right. So that brings us to Oldie number one, who is super unhappy with the way this fight is unfolding.
The Dragonborn promised us so much.
Rune in the air goes off. Max... Grillmaster and Stumpy all need to make a Constitution saving throw.
Oh.
DC 14.
Well, it's a natural one, by God.
God, fuck. Okay.
So I got a 9 on die.
Okay.
But as it happens, I'm actually proficient in those. So
yeah
so 14.
Hey, look at that, you succeed. Stumpy succeeds, so you guys will take half damage, and you are not blinded. Don't worry, it's not a lot of damage.
Well, see, that's where you've done fucked yourself, because Grillmaster teeth with his teeth.
Yes, I know. I know.
I mean, doesn't the sight of the devil help with that?
To be blinded, not the effect.
Yeah.
Devil sight just lets you see in absolute darkness.
Yeah. So that is 1 point of damage if you succeeded, 2 points if you failed. It is radiant damage, if that matters. we'll say that for thematic story purposes, Stumpy and Max kind of see that the rune is pulsing and notice it's going to pop, and they're able to shield their eyes. And Grillmaster took a flashbang to the face. And old man is just not having. What's up?
Oh, this fucking PDF is pissing me off.
Old man.
Well, let me scroll. It just keeps zooming.
Not.
Oh, wait. Who just hit me?
Oldie number one.
Can I use reaction Hellish Rebuke?
Sure.
All right. It's a dex save.
Well, you know, if it weren't for that pesky disadvantage, that's going to be a 13.
I believe that's self-inflicted damage.
That would be
disadvantage.
16 damage.
As I'm sorry, how much?
16.
Wow, Hellish Rebuke is fucking nuts.
Yeah, but it's a it's an actual spell slot and it's a reaction, so.
Sure.
It has a disadvantage.
Oldie number one. Now also very bloody. And he is, with all of this being said, definitely had enough of this horse shit. And he is going to attempt to leave.
Hey, there's no crying in baseball.
So Stumpy gets a reaction. I don't know why I rolled two. He only gets to swing once. That will hit. God damn, you were right. Great Axe sucks.
It's got great right in the name.
Yes, it sucks greatly.
It's the 1d12 that makes it.
Yeah. I mean, it, like, woo, I rolled a three.
That's why I got two-handed swords and mauls are the go-to for barbarians in my mind.
So he hits him. I guess technically the way he's moving to try and get away from there, it would give Max an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
If you would like to take it.
I won't say no.
Okay.
And Grillmaster can't because he already...
I will, however, say natural one. So, got that out of the way.
Well, that critically hits.
Okay. Oldie number one is beaten feet off the path into the woods, kind of moving in a northeasterly...
Directly away from us or, like, perpendicular or...?
It's kind of diagonal to the right... From where Max...
We're 12 o'clock, they're going 7?
No, if you were 12 o'clock, they're going like 2.
Oh, so they're running by us.
Well, I mean, running by Max and...
Me.
Yes. Yes, yeah, because you were still back there in the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yes, you would be 12-ish o'clock. They would be heading at a 2 o'clock direction.
Okay.
Yes. So, that brings us to oldie number two. Oldie number two is not liking the way this is going either. Sylvie number two only has one spell slot left.
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed it. How much damage was taken from that attack earlier? The spell that got saved from?
Spell that got saved from?
You needed one. It was one or two.
Oh, yes, one. Okay. Yes, one. The arcane rune did damage.
That would be why I missed it then. Okay.
Yes.
Damage is bullshit, man. I would avoid it.
I guess.
Wasn't the goal. It just kind of happened.
I guess that's probably his best bet. Oldie number two yells out, "Is it worth it?" And he's going to try and bolt as well. This would give Grillmaster an attack of opportunity. Do you have a reaction? No, you don't. You use your reaction.
Oh, yeah, I use my reaction.
Hellish rebuke. Okay, so Oldie number two is moving. If we're looking at this like a clock face, he's moving at 5 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to call out. I got this one to the one that's moving away too.
Okay. Okay. That brings us to Grillmaster.
All right. So people are now running away, or are they just repositioning?
No, they are
running away.
They have had
the Dragonborn's still there because he hasn't gone yet. So if you want to kill him, then we can hunt these fuckers. But
Oldie number two, the one that you were in melee with, D.
Yeah,
he is 25 feet away from you.
Was he the one more damaged than the other, or?
I mean, he is not the most damaged.
But the one that Jeff hit previously, is he?
Oh.
In range.
He's still in melee, yes.
Okay. He's in melee, so he didn't run away?
That's yeah, I mean,
Dragonborn.
He's maybe 5 feet away from you, max.
But he's also attacking Jeff?
Yes. You would have advantage. Yes.
I think that might be just what we need here.
Okay.
It's one dice is not getting the job done. Long swords away. 22.
Okay. Roll me damage.
Roll your save.
Roll my save.
Start with 11 damage on that, and then your save.
Is a 12.
That's a fail, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for a 13 there. So yeah, that's a fail. And you will take 6 more, so 7
okay. damage. And what happens when someone dies?
I'm going to heal up that 2 damage, and I think nothing else.
That is kill number 1.
So Dragonborn died.
Correct.
Okay.
Did we take a long rest?
No.
No.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Since you acquired the sword, yes.
Yeah, I'm down hit points. I don't know
why. But those counts reset on long rest?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm still at 1 then. I was at 1 before we long rested. Now I'm still at
1. Right.
Just making sure. Okay.
Yep. Okay. As he dies and falls to the ground, Max and Grillmaster, since you are both right there, I need you to make me a perception check.
Six.
10.
Okay. Yep. Heat of the battle. Really, you don't really notice much there, Max. You notice somebody fell, but Grillmaster, you notice that two glass vials hit the ground as our good friend falls to the ground.
And explode.
They do break. They don't explode.
Potions lost. Earthworms get bigger. Now we got to fight those things.
Let's see here. Okay.
All right. Do they break or anything, or they just fall?
Yes, they break. They hit the ground. They break. There was liquid inside them. The liquid is on the ground.
Well, can't do anything.
Don't know what I can do about that.
Yeah, no sense of crying over spilled potions.
I don't have a magic sponge.
Old E3, dead.
Did Emo Girl go?
It is now Emo Girl's turn.
Oh, right.
Unless
that was Grillmaster.
Unless Grillmaster wants to do something else.
No.
Okay. Emo Girl is...
And those two are running.
She really liked the idea of casting an actual spell. It felt good. It felt so good. So she's going to cast another spell. She's going to go after oldie number two, who's running away at 5 o'clock. Actually, no, she's not going to do that. Because that's, it's not going to be a spell. It's going to be a cantrip. That seems silly. So she's going to cast her gross ass cantrip, and that's a natural 20.
Cool.
Woo. Yay.
What is she casting?
This is very clearly Ray of Frost.
Oh, okay.
But you don't crit on spells, right?
Nope.
Right.
God, that sucks.
Not in 5th edition, no.
Just so dumb.
I mean, make it a rule. There we go, but...
I got a natural 20, and I
did... It's a ranged attack, you can say it does more effect or it crits. This is our game. We do other things that are weird.
Yeah. I don't like that. If you get a natural 20, you should be rewarded. So that's going to do. Okay.
Max plus the roll.
Yes. So that was the roll. Then we take another 8. So that is, yep. He is not great. And he
that's,
is
the one on that one went number 5.
Yes, he went 5 o'clock. He is now also slowed.
That is 1 or 2.
That is 2. Oldie number 2.
Okay.
Oldie number 3 is dead. That brings us to the top of the round. Max, you have a oldie running at approximately 2 o'clock away from you.
Okay.
He is about 30 feet away from you.
About 30 feet away. All right. Sorry, I'm checking to see if I can do something. If it can be moved, I don't. Nope, it cannot be moved. I'd have to cast it again. All right. Yeah, fuck it. I'll chase him.
Okay, you are exiting the melee spectacular in the middle of the road?
There's still one guy?
No, they've all fled. No,
they've all fled.
One went
5 o'clock, one went two o'clock. Yeah. One's dead.
Dragonborn is dead. The other two are running.
I just want to confirm that you are exiting what was the melee spectacular.
Yes.
There's a rune that's going to explode on you.
There's not a rune, but...
And I will be going in the direction of the rune guy.
Okay, so you are headed 2 o'clock. What is your movement speed?
It is 30.
Okay. So you are right up there kind of on him.
Am I able to get into melee with him?
Yeah, we'll say you can.
If I can't, I can't, and I'll use my crossbow.
He was technically a little bit further south than you when he started running. Like, not
what's your
not
movement, like, Jeff?
30.
25? Or
30? Yeah. Okay. He's 30. The other guy's 35. You should be able to catch him. That's fine.
Okay. So then, yeah. Swinging at him.
Okay.
Main hand, offhand. I'm going to guess that a 10 misses, though.
That is correct. A 10 does miss.
The natural 20 probably hits.
The natural 20 does hit, yes.
All right. DC 13 con save.
DC 13 con save with disadvantage. That's a 13 on the dot. Kind of happy about that.
So then you'll take face value on the dice. You're still going to take a shitload of damage.
Probably, yes.
Because it's going to be a D6 plus 2D4.
Okay.
So you're going to take, because I love the way we do crits, you're going to take 6, 10, I'm not going to use Fury of the Small because I don't think I need to. Yes.
I'm going to laugh if you chad this.
So you're going to take 10. I'll deal with everything that's not the poison damage first.
Okay.
So 11 and 5, 16. So 16 non-poison damage.
Okay.
Then you're going to take 8 and 7. So you're going to take half of 15 poison damage.
Okay, so I just want to confirm. 16 non-poison.
Uh-huh.
7 poison.
Correct.
23 total.
Yes. No. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Tell me he chatted it. Because he didn't use Fury of the Small.
Not quite chatted, but pretty fucking close to chatted. How much damage does Fury of the Small do?
It would have done 2.
Okay. Would not have killed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, he is super fucked up. Fairly confident that with the damage that he's taken, the exhaustion that he has, he's no longer going to be moving at full speed. There's just no way. Like, he is fucked. Is that your turn? Is there anything possibly else you could need to do?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Doug.
So the 2 o'clock guy is the one I said, I got this. But
I mean, you can definitely have this now.
Well, yeah. I'm going to send my imp at him to attack, and I'm going to Eldritch Blast the other one without advantage.
Okay.
So roll the imp's attack first. He gets it's a sting.
Okay.
So it's a plus five attack.
Okay.
18 plus five. Sure. That'll hit.
Okay. What is minimum damage?
Minimum damage?
Yes.
Is four. Is seven because I have to roll 3d6 on poison. And he has to roll constitution. Okay, he's dead. And
he had three hit points.
I'll send the Eldritch Blast at the other guy, but I don't have advantage, so let's see if this fucking works. Oh, God. A 5 plus 6, an 11?
Missed, but not by as much as you would expect.
Okay, I missed that, and my imp is now visible because he attacked. Just putting it out there.
Don't think
that's can't go invisible again until after the combat.
Okay. So oldie number one is dead. That was the end of Doug's turn. And our counter from the Dragonborn dying has reached its conclusion. Grillmaster?
Yeah.
You were still in the melee spectacular area, correct?
Because I never came back to my turn.
Right. Okay. you and Stumpy both need to make dexterity saving throws, please.
Well, seven.
Okay. How do you feel about fire?
I don't know.
He's resistant. He's a tiefling, so he's resistant.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
My only resistance.
The entire area here starts. It's now ablaze. You take resistant whatever of seven fire damage.
Three?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Dragonborn is, laying in fire now. The ground is on fire. He doesn't care so much because he is dead. But Stumpy, it is his turn. Super not happy about this. He's taken a tremendous amount of damage. He is going to stop, drop, and roll as his turn. He doesn't really care about oldie number two getting away right now. There's a lot of damage for him. It is oldie number two's turn. Oldie number two is going to continue to move at 5 o'clock. And he is now into the brush, so he's moving slower. We'll say he is 50 feet away from Grillmaster. He is probably 60 to 70 feet away from Emo and a lot further away from Doug and Max. That does make it your turn, Grillmaster.
All right. So I'm next to the guy on fire.
Yes. The dead man on fire is on the ground at your feet.
But nobody else is alive around me?
No, everybody else is dead.
Okay. I'm going to walk away from the fire.
Okay.
I'll head in the direction where they were running off to, I guess.
Okay. Would you care to use double your movement to try and catch
up? Yeah, not do anything else.
Okay. Make me an acrobatics or athletics check, your choice, please.
Cool. Fourteen.
You are able to get within 20 feet of him.
Okay.
We'll say you're within 10 feet of him. He did pretty shit on that last trying to trek through there. So yeah, you're within 10 feet. Outside of melee range, but you can see him. You're not going to lose him in the brush.
Cool.
That brings us to Stumpy's Girl. Stumpy's Girl is going to walk over and try and start healing Stumpy. No, she's out of spell slots. No, she has one left. She has one left. Okay. That's not a great heal, but that's something. Oh, wait, no, they had their... Okay, so 4, 7. Okay, so that's better than I thought. So she's able to heal Stumpy. She is now officially out of spell slots. Woody number 3 is dead. Takes us back to the top of the round. Max?
Yes. That's me.
You have a dead man at your feet. You have a fire in the middle of the road. You have a vague idea of the direction that Grillmaster went chasing Oldie number 2.
Okay.
You do have a dwarf rolling around in the dirt in the middle of the road trying to put himself out of from being on fire.
I'll go help put the dwarf out. There's okay. Because there's no way I'm catching the other guy.
Probably not.
Yeah. I'll go assist in extinguishing Stumpy. But I'm gonna be wary because those guys were concerned about the demons. We are too. So I'm gonna start keeping an eye out.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't like being exposed.
That's a good rational fear to have in the current situation. Make me a perception check.
Oh, this is going to go awful.
No, it's not.
16.
16. Okay. You look around. You're kicking dirt on Stumpy, trying to, you know, get the fire out. Kind of keeping your head on a swivel. You do notice in the air, there is kind of this like floating magical orb.
God damn it. Okay.
It almost looks like you've seen like the dancing lights and whatnot that some people can cast.
Mm-hmm.
Similar-ish to that, not as bright.
I've also been magical in this dungeon before, and I know they like to
correct.
I know they like to live broadcast shit, so.
Correct. There you go.
It's not lost on me what's happening here.
Yep. But hey, this was probably really good entertainment.
I'm gonna give that the old double bird.
The old, okay.
The old two finger salute.
Gotcha. Doug.
They're all dead.
There's one that's not, and he's running. Oh, okay. He's probably 75 feet away from
me. Well, I tried to hit him earlier with an Eldritch Blast because its range is 120 feet. So I assume I can try to hit him again, right?
Absolutely, you can.
My imp can't reach him, so this is just a straight roll. Oh, 10 plus 6, 16.
God damn it. I hate you, Ray.
What?
Is that exactly what he needed?
So, theoretically, the guy running away could cast shield. The question I would have, though, is would a guy running away from someone moving into the brush have the wherewithal? Fuck it. You know what? I'll give him a perception check. He's at disadvantage anyways. Oh, wow. 7 and an 8 on die. So, yeah, no. I mean, that's an 11 total.
Well, it's 8 force damage. So, I don't know if it kills him.
Okay. It does not kill him, but... we will say it definitely hits him. You hear an audible whelp, and if you pay attention long enough, you'll notice he ain't moving nearly as fast as he was.
Okay, I hit him in the ass. Cool. Yeah, he's at that sciatica.
Actually. Yeah. Oldie okay. Number one, dead. So no turn for him. Stumpy.
Still up. Throw your axe at the running guy.
Stumpy actually rolls over and pulls a small potion out of his belt and chugs that bitch. And it's, wow, that guy could not roll worse for a healing potion. Yep. Okay. So he chugs a healing potion. Man, they just don't feel... I'm not going to lie. One of the things, like, running characters that actually have, you know, non-Diablo style, like what you ran healing potions.
Uh-huh.
That's just not a lot of healing for the money.
Yeah. That system, I don't know if it becomes our norm system, but it was fun to run.
I mean, looking at this,
seems like you guys were having a good time just blowing shit up. So
yeah, looking at this, like the basic healing potion is what, 25 gold?
Yeah, they're fucking expensive.
For 2d4 plus 2 or 4 or something like that?
I think a basic one is 1d4 plus 2, right?
Yeah, you're right. It's 1d4 plus 2. So for 3 hit points.
Jesus. It's basically kidding. Just to get people up.
Yeah.
Or keep from going down.
Okay.
Yeah, they aren't save your ass. They're...
Okay. So Stumpy essentially wasted gold. Oldie number 2 is moving slow. We're going to say oldie number 2 is able to move 10 feet in this brush. So, Grillmaster, he is 20 feet away from you total.
Okay.
And he is... You saw the Eldritch Blast zing over your shoulder and light him up. You're fairly confident a good stiff breeze would knock him over.
Well, I got another Eldritch Blast to throw at him, so...
Sweet!
We shall see.
Yeah, shield's not even stopping that. Okay, man! Don't chat it.
How many does he have?
Apparently enough that you could chat.
He has 6 hit points.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 12.
Okay. Dead! Dead. Super, super dead.
These fuckers have anything of worth? I know the Dragonborn had a wand.
Yes. That part of the map is currently on fire.
Well, magical shit usually resists fire, thankfully.
Right? Generally, yes. So,
Prestidigitation can put out small fires, right?
Could, yes. Define small?
Yeah, that's the trick.
Even if we can't put it out, we might be able to shape it away.
Yes. This is a 10-foot diameter circle. If that matters.
10-foot diameter circle. Is it contiguous?
Yes. Yes. It is essentially, if you made body of Dragonborn the center, It is 10-foot diameter from that center point.
Okay.
So it is, combat is over.
20 feet wide.
Does anybody else have prestidigitation?
I have Eldritch Blast, Minor Illusion, and Mage Hand, so no. Yeah, I can cast Shatter and try to blow up the fire.
That seems counterintuitive and less than effective.
Is Doug's last name Torg?
Yes.
Okay. Because that comment could only be a Torg.
Fight fire with explosions.
Yes. But you do have two dead bodies that are not in fiery areas.
I mean, I'll help with the fire any way I can. I'll use Mage Hand to drag a branch around to try to just, grab a leafy branch and try to drag it around the outer edge, just trying to snuff up the flames. So, I have a staff. I can start scooping dirt on it and kind of shit. I mean, it's burning. It's just burning the underbrush, right?
It's burning the path. It's
yeah. Not so. But we can stomp that out.
Between Mage Hands and my Druidcraft, which can snuff a small campfire, which is why I was asking how big it was and if it was all connected or not. Even if we can't put it out, we should be able to steer it.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably take you...
Is that eyeball thing still watching us?
Make a perception check. We'll say...
Well, I didn't see it, so...
That's true. It'll take you three...
I will let them know, whatever we're doing, we need to be quick because we've got eyes on us.
Okay. It'll take you about 3 to 5 minutes to put out said fire.
I think we can spare that.
Okay.
I mean, you could also,
I will help Max put out the fire if Grillmaster checks the other bodies.
Okay.
That way we can not waste time doing that after.
Cool.
So an assistance survival to put out a fire? I mean, what?
Yeah. Assisted survival.
I have a +1 in survival, so if you want to roll with advantage, go ahead. If you have better.
How about I help you and perhaps, I'm already doing enough. I think there's no way I could do guidance on top of this. So.
Okay. I will roll with advantage to put out the fire.
Cool.
I rolled 2 11s, so that's 12.
Takes you closer to the 3 minutes.
Okay.
This isn't rocket science. This is
Stuffing out a fire that got outside the ring, right?
Right. I'm wearing
leather boots. I can kick dirt on it. Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, this was clearly some sort of flammable liquid fire. It's dirt.
I mean, while I'm doing that, I'm gonna turn my.
Wait, you said liquid fire?
It was started via liquid. Yes.
Oh, see, now that is information that would have been more useful up front.
I mean, I did say that there were two vials that fell and broke and shattered, and then four people turns later, it did combust into flame.
I did not connect those dots. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to kick dirt over that until it goes out.
Yep.
While that happens, I'm going to instruct my imp to go invisible again and be wary of the eye.
Okay.
But do some circles.
Okay.
Around watching, and I'm going to have my head on a swivel as well.
Okay. We'll say in the time that it takes you guys to put the fire out, Grillmaster, you would have time to check this dead person who died right there next to you. How would you like to check him? Would you like to investigate or perceive?
Well, I don't know that it'll matter.
I've learned two very important things. I don't remember what the first one is, but the second one is write things down.
Yeah,
investigation, I guess.
Okay.
Plus one. A 10.
10. Okay. It takes you the 3 minutes. This guy has the following things. One dagger. Two.
What, cursed?
It looks like a dagger.
Trail rations consisting of prunes and laxatives.
Two healing potions.
A small bag of Werther's.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. There is a small bag. There is a small bag. There are small, what looks to be candies in the bag.
Those are poison.
That was not a joke. That was going to be there from the get-go.
He's got sucking candies.
Yes, he does.
Because he doesn't have teeth to chew.
You are the first person that I have used that term with in probably 2 years that understood what I meant.
Yep. And he has one small sealed box. The box is roughly, you know, cigar boxes you gave us to use to hold dice and roll dice in.
Yeah.
About that size.
Okay.
It is sealed. There's no hinge. There's no latch. You can tell that it's not a solid piece of wood. It is very clearly some sort of sealed box.
Okay.
With a 10, that's what you get.
Well, I mean, I'll show everyone else once we're done fighting fires. And I don't know fire, how to identify anything, so.
Fire is out. You have a horribly burned body here. There is also Oldie number one, who is dead 35-ish feet off the road to the north-ish. If you guys would like to investigate bodies, you can do that. Stumpy and Stumpy's lady have kind of gathered at the road back at the kind of bend where you saw the old people come around. And they're not leaving or anything like that. They're just keeping a good watch at that area. They seem less interested with loot.
Well, I'm just looking for useful shit like potions and items, magical items to use
you know, I don't really care about money.
Okay.
I mean, I'll take it if I see it, but that's not what I'm looking for.
So, would people, do you want to split up and search the two bodies at the same time, or everybody search the burnt body, or how you want to do this?
We put out the fire. I'll let Max search it, and I'll go search the third body.
Okay, Max.
Yeah.
Investigation or perception, your choice. There is a difference.
I didn't want to do either. I wanted to help somebody else, but perception, oh. I suppose.
Well, I mean, you could wait for
Grimes. I will search if you wanted help. I was just helping put out the fire.
Yeah, my preference is to help and guide.
Okay.
What is it? Perception or
investigation? Or perception. Okay. Please let me know what you're using.
I'll use perception.
And then I'll guidance.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I got a 14 plus 3 and another 3. So that is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Awesome.
Because guidance on myself, it never feels right.
There you find the wand.
Okay.
As expected or thought or perceived or whatever, it did seem to resist being damaged by the fire. There is a dagger.
Okay.
There is a small waist belt pouch of melted together candy.
Okay, they have a theme. Cool.
There is a small cigar box sized box that is heavily charred.
Okay. Hopefully things inside are protected.
There is one healing potion.
In the box or?
Nope. No, that you can't open the box at
all. Okay.
One healing potion.
And okay.
One small potion, like.
As I find things, I'll just like toss the wand outside the ring of, you know, hip fire where I was searching, and I'll take the potion. I'll just kind of like slide it in the dirt out towards Max, and then I'll grab the other one and do the same, and just keep looking.
There is a
find things and let's collect them. That's all I'm trying to do.
There is a small vial. This is like test tube size.
Is it like the ones that we saw break?
Looks very similar.
Okay, I will not slide that on the ground. I will just collect it. And this might be that liquid fire shit.
It is a black, like, it's a black liquid that has, there's clearly at least two separate liquids in this vial.
Okay.
You can see they mix breaking together
when it broke.
They mix together, but they don't stay together.
Okay.
Almost like oil and vinegar kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yep, that's your dirty 20 of perception.
Okay, that's enough. Well, no spell book or components pouch, or did that burn with the fire? Doesn't necessarily mean he's that kind of wizard either. So
no. The only pouch that you have found
is the box.
The only pouch that you found on either of these guys that could be like, call it components pouch, is the candy.
Okay. Well, I'm not equipped to use that. So, okay. I'm satisfied with the... So a potion, unidentified, what appears to be a healing potion, and what I assume is the fire stuff.
Yes.
And a wand.
and a box.
As a bit of a budding alchemist,
yes.
Would I be able to discern in some capacity what that vial of nonsense is?
Sure. What did we say that your alchemy was running off of?
Intelligence.
I mean, you're proficient in the role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit me with it.
11.
Okay. Yes, this is...
I mean, I guess that it's like alchemical fire or some shit.
It is. It is. It is a very small draught of fire.
This is the test tube one.
Yes.
Not the unidentified one.
Yes. You know. Okay. Well, there was the healing potion and then there was the test tube.
Oh, I thought there was a third one that was unidentified.
No. No. The unidentified is the test tube.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Yeah. The missing component, and you notice the stopper of this test tube is right there against the liquid. There is no air in this test tube. The missing component to turn this into fire is oxygen. Now, as you noticed earlier, there is kind of a lead time on that.
Okay.
And the way I did that, because if you want to use this, we'll do it the same way. You're going to roll a D10. And when it breaks, it's that many actual people doing something. Not like a round, it's turns, I guess. Countdown.
Gotcha.
One of the few times you want to roll bad. Fair enough. Low, I guess. So, with that being said, your two not you guys compatriots, call back and say, hey, we've got some movement coming. We've got a few minutes, but there is something coming. We should probably get ready to, you know, figure things out and go.
My imp sees this?
Yes, your imp, Emo, Stumpy, your imp was doing circles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So your imp would have been able to tell that the sphere has not moved. It is up there in the sky. It is probably 15 feet above your head, kind of, you know, hanging out, okay. Just viewing. But as he would do a circle and he would get over by where Stumpy and Stumpy's lady are, he could hear, he could see there is something coming down the road. You do have a couple of minutes. You do have enough time to check the other body, but it would be like, check the other body, round the shit up, and let's go.
Yeah. We can see something coming. We can't see what is coming. Is this young people? Is this old people? Is this demons?
It is a small group of approximately four travelers. They are moving down the path. They're not moving in the brush. They're not trying to be hidden. They're not moving particularly fast. They're just a small group of people headed this way.
Man, if I knew there are old people, I'd say let's rig something so the alchemical fire can fall on them. But not knowing if they're old people, I don't want demons attacking us because we are attacking young people.
True. Good point.
So,
how about we beat feet? Because we won that, but we didn't come out unscathed.
I mean, you do have one body left to sort. You do have.
We need to get that guy.
Yeah. What did Dylan find on the other guy?
A Dylan dagger, found... two healing pots, a small bag of sucking candies, and a small sealed box.
So we're up to three pots and some weapons. Okay. Third guy, investigation or perception?
Your choice. You tell me what you're rolling.
Guidance and assistance.
Okay. Investigation.
Okay.
That is dirty 22.
Dirty 22. Okay. This guy has an above average quality bow and arrow, bow and quiver.
Okay.
How many arrows?
There are 9 left.
Okay.
He does have a short sword. It's
rings, necklace, boots, special boots, gloves, bracers, belt buckle, jock strap.
Let's see.
Hairpiece. What else you got?
Okay. Well, you roll me 2 percentile.
So 2 numbers. Roll percentile twice, or just roll percentile? Yes.
2 percentile.
I got an 8.
Okay.
And a 14. That was 8. Shitty rolls.
14. Okay.
Depends on the chart.
Usually low is bad.
Okay. The 8. There is a small, slightly smaller than like hand size, carved, scary looking dude.
Some kind of idol?
Yes. It does give you some not great vibes.
Okay, does this look like a holy relic or something?
It looks like something.
Okay, and the other roll?
Hey, it's a belt.
Belt.
It's a nice belt.
Cursed.
We're not too
belt cursed. Of shrinking wiener.
Yeah. Belt of dwarven kind.
Belt of continual erection.
Wait, you said belt of dwarven kind?
I had one of those on the other character and enjoyed it.
If you're talking, Chad, I can't hear you. I think he did say dwarven kind.
Yeah, he did say dwarven kind, but he's not. I don't hear him saying anything now.
Yeah. We can't hear you. Don't know if you hear us.
Welp.
Okay. Grab that stuff. Just put it in a bag. And,
I'm cool if you guys want to have all the healing potions to yourselves, or divide up.
Can I get a healing potion off this guy? He didn't say healing potion off this guy, right?
He did not.
Okay, well, we just collected 3, so we can each have 1. I already had 1 to begin with, so that gives me 2.
Testing, testing.
Yeah,
there he is.
Hey, yay! Okay, so it's built of dwarven kind.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And this guy did not have a healing potion?
We're not to that part yet.
Oh, sorry.
You asked about other loot.
You asked I get you. Okay.
Okay. There is
a bag of runes.
1 healing potion.
1 healing potion.
There is 1 other potion. This one is slightly bluish in tinge. Vial feels slightly cool to the touch.
That could be like frost time strength or potion of frost breath, for all I know. Mm-hmm. Or just some kind of cool mint mouthwash.
And there is a ring.
A ring?
Yes. The ring was in the pouch with the candies. Because he also has a pouch of candies on his waist.
It's a ring of hankering.
The ring is in that pouch. It is a plain gold looking band. Kind of curious that there would be a plain gold band in a pouch and not on someone's finger.
Okay. It's obviously a cock ring for a very small wiener. I say we get the fuck out of here.
Okay, there's one last thing. One last thing.
Okay.
You're looking, kind of rummaging around, and it's almost like it fell out of his robe. Small chunk of rock.
Fuck that. Leave it.
A small thing. It
does. Small chunk of rock.
We don't need that noise.
It does look like the fractured rock that you got
yesterday. Yeah, fuck that shit. Leave it.
Okay. Well, you got a 22.
Unless we find a well, we don't need that.
Yes. Yes. Hey, you used investigation. You rolled above 20.
Yes.
You found one of them.
It a chunk of rock like we found before?
Yes.
Okay. Real quick, I want to look around. Are there any trees in the immediate vicinity with big knots? Like a knot that I could jam that crystal into, like jam the rock into.
Make me a perception check.
While he's looking, I'm going to take a dagger and I'm going to dig out a hole in the nearest tree to the path.
Okay.
15.
Yes, you're able to find several trees with several knots.
Fantastic.
Okay. Closest one to the path.
Yes.
Go for it, Max. I see what you're cooking and I like it.
I'm just going to shove that thing in there. All right, let's go. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Fucking gone.
Okay.
We're 0-2 with rocks and summoning bad shit.
Okay. You guys, I'm assuming you're going to continue to head east. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, the same direction we've been going the entire life of this journey.
Well... Okay, so you are heading east. It takes you probably 5-10 minutes and you start to hear sounds from behind you. It took a minute or two for Stumpy and Stumpy's lady to catch up. They have no idea why you guys shoved a rock in a tree and started running. They're a little confused.
Oh, did you guys happen to see the well running around beating shit up?
Yes, they did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, that was us. And it was these fucked up rocks, that we did not trust to begin with. We threw them down the well. It brought the well to life. So kind of figured the same thing happened with the tree. We should probably continue going.
As it, about the time that you say that, you hear this tree sound. As if a tree uprooted itself.
Jeff, you win D&D.
God damn.
Fucking brilliant.
As you look up into the sky behind you, you can see there is a tree top that is moving in an odd manner. Good news, though. Not moving towards you.
Awesome. Go. That cannot be considered an attack against a Zoomer party, can it?
I mean,
I wouldn't consider it an attack. We're not attacking. We just disposed of.
You just disposed of something. So,
there is some logic in this. That thing's going to bring something to life regardless of what we do with it. This at least gives us a little bit of say in what that happens to be.
That is, yeah, it's a very valid point. I'm not debating that at all.
And I would rather it be something that we could potentially see coming.
Yes. Or something that somebody else has to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or both. So, okay, it is 10:30. I need to deal with my dog who has been pawing at me for the past 15 minutes to take him outside.
Nah, get it.
So
we will pause and reconvene.
Yes.
Yep. I will pull in the stream, end in the stream now. We'll do the other half, just us.
Sounds good.